I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ruben Palacios, he is basically on the NBA sneaker beat. From ranking shoes NBA players wear during games to details on all the latest sneaker releases, he is the guy you want to follow for everything sneakers, shoes, NBA. Ruben writes for CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at RubenTalksKicks. He's also a former boss of mine, former co-worker, FIU student media, FIU representing right now on South Florida Sports Radio. What's up, Ruben?
Pause up, Papa. That's all I got to say to start.
Pause up, Papa. What's up, bro? I haven't talked to you in a while, bro. It's good to hear from you.
It's awesome. I think the last time we were on air together, probably Panther Sports Talk Live in like 2012, 2013, something like that.
Yeah, had to have been 2013. And the only people listening was probably your girlfriend and my mom in 2013 on Radio FM at 7 in the morning, us breaking down Holy Coley.
Those are the days, dude. Those are the days.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, man. Pause up. Yeah, bro. So it's good to talk to you. And I want to get into this with Bam Adebayo. So again, Ruben Palacios, follow him at RubenTalksKicks, especially on Instagram, because he always breaks down the latest sneaker releases in the NBA. So Bam, he signed with Jordan Brand today. So I was just looking at some of the other athletes on Jordan Brand. You know, Chris Paul has been there for a while, Russell Westbrook, but most recently, and you texted this to me earlier, Jason Tatum, Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic. So what does this mean for Bam Adebayo that, you know, he's now in the conversation, in the class of these players?
Yeah, I mean, the timing of this, it's such an interesting time to be signed on with Jordan Brand. So that right there gives you kind of a perspective on how, you know, huge brands, huge marketing teams, and just the outside world is looking at Bam. They see him as a budding superstar. You know, he's already on the map here in South Florida. The bubble helped him get on the map nationwide. You know, that performance last year and helping the team get to the finals, I think that put him on the map for Jordan Brand. And to be on the same page with, you know, a name like Zion, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, this means that his game is recognized by these brands. This means that they see a potential of a signature shoe down the line, of, you know, a clothing line down the line. And to do all those things with Jordan Brand, that's huge. It's they've always had the biggest names in sports, but now they're going after the young talent. They've had, like, some of the names you listed off, you know, Carmelo Anthony, Kemba Walker, like, veteran names have always been kind of the crew at Jordan Brand, and now they're bringing in the young superstars. So it's a great sign to be a Heat fan and see your young superstar end up with Jordan Brand.
So you mentioned signature shoe, and I was making the joke last segment that, like, in 2K, you know, you play 2 or 3 weeks, you drop a 50 burger on any team against the computer, my player, and you get the Jordan Brand signature shoe. But, like, for Bam Adebayo, what's that going to take? I imagine it would take a couple years. And most importantly, like, I'm upset about this snub for the All-Star game again. I imagine it'll take a couple years and for Bam to really have to elevate his status across the NBA, right?
It would take a couple of years. I mean, these deals are usually in the 4 to 5 year range. So for him to land this deal is impressive enough. But if he keeps elevating his game or even playing at the same all-NBA level that we've seen him play at for 2 years now, and he sees the life of this contract, that's where you'll start hearing, okay, you know, this is a signature athlete. We can sign him to a signature deal. He can sell shoes. he can be on this platform. You know, that's those are your superstar, superstar, top 10, top 15 players in the league are the guys that have your signature deal. And now what he'll have to deal with there too is that Zion might be in play for a signature deal. You know, Jason Tatum might be in play. Luka's for sure in play for a signature deal. So the way that works with brands too is you kind of got to wait your turn. And a big reason why all these young stars and people with potential like Bam for a signature deal are signing with Jordan Brand now more than before is that the roster at Nike is just so packed up with signature deals. You know, everyone has a LeBron, KD, Kyrie, Paul George. So it's kind of hard to break in there. And these guys, you know, are huge Jordan fans, like most people their age are. They're saying, hey, there's more opportunity here for a signature deal. If I go over there and keep balling out for 4 years, I can have, you know, my damn logo on my sneakers. You know, I'll have so many, you know, player exclusive shoes. They'll see that, you know, people get behind the shoes that I'm wearing on the court. They'll see that I can move sneakers. He's more in line for a signature deal. So it's definitely something that you 4 or 5 years down the line, that's when you'll start hearing the buzz. If he keeps this level of play up, that's what he needs to do.
We're talking to Ruben Palacios. Again, he writes for CBSSports.com. Basically, he's on the NBA sneaker beat. He writes all things NBA sneakers. Today, Bam Adebayo signing with Jordan Brand to be a Jordan athlete. And I was very excited about that, especially for Bam. You can follow Ruben on Twitter and Instagram at RubenTalksKicks. So do we know what shoes Bam is going to wear for Jordan? Like, as I know, you know, you follow the Heat closely. I believe you're still living down here in South Florida. So I know you know who's a sneaker guy on the Miami Heat. Do we know what shoes he's going to wear? Has he been wearing Jordan Brand? I haven't noticed. Has he been wearing Jordan Brand for the past couple weeks?
He has been wearing Jordan Brand. You know, that's always like whenever you see a guy like all of a sudden start switching
right
to a different like brand, you know, he was always a big Nike guy, but he switched over a little bit to Jordan sneakers recently. So he's been wearing like some Russell Westbrook, the Why Not Zeros, Russell Westbrook signature shoe. He's been wearing those a lot. He seems to like those. You can probably peg him to wear the Jordan 35, which is Jordan Brand's latest model. They're on 35. So that just tells you right now how far that signature model is down the line. So you'll see him in the Jordan 35. The perks that he's about to get are that he's going to be sent so many Miami Heat color themed sneakers. He's going to be able to, you know, make his own player exclusive.
Right.
And a player exclusive is not a sneaker that you can go to Foot Locker and buy. It's not a sneaker that you can, you know, go to Finish Line and buy. These are shoes that were strictly made for that player, by that player. It'll have fancy colorways. Those are perks that you get as a Jordan Brand athlete that he's going to start getting. And it's going to be crazy. Like, he's going to get crazy shipments at his house, boxes and boxes of shoes. You're going to see him in a lot of cool stuff. But what you'll see him on immediately is the Jordan 35, and I'm pretty sure he'll continue to wear the Jordan Why Not Zero, which is Russell Westbrook's signature shoe.
Ruben, are Li Nings respected in the NBA sneaker community? I have a few pairs of Li Nings. That's what I play basketball in. But obviously, because Dwayne Wade wears Li Nings, and I, you know, whatever shoe Dwayne Wade wore throughout his career growing up, idolizing D Wade, that was the shoe I went out and I bought. I know Jimmy Butler signed with Li Ning recently. D'Angelo Russell, my guy UD, they're all Li Ning athletes. But be honest. Is it a respected NBA sneaker in the sneaker universe?
In 2021, I think it is. You know, I'll be
wow.
real honest with you.
Right.
I think it is.
Right.
I think it is. You know, and there's a lot of the difference now is that there's a lot of brands that are becoming more relevant in the spectrum. You know what I mean? If you talk to, you know, an old head or anyone that's, you know, 10, 15, 20 years older than us, like that, you know, platform of NBA sneakers, they're with the main brands, you know, Nike, Jordan, Adidas. There's so many brands now that are relevant. And D-Wade has what he got from Li Ning was to be able to have his own line, something that he can take over and say, hey, I want to sign Jimmy. I want to sign D'Angelo Russell. And those are big names. You know,
yep.
Jimmy Butler is a former Jordan Brand athlete. Like, Jimmy Butler got out of his contract with Jordan Brand early to become a sneaker free agent and to see what was on the table for him. And that legacy play when he came down to Miami and that friendship he had with Dwayne Wade, like, that's something that kept paying off for him. And I'll still say to this day, no one's stardom rose more than Jimmy Butler's. during the bubble. And it was one of these things where everything just came to be. He's a leading guy. I think they're going to keep signing big names. I think they're only going to get bigger names from now on. It's not on the same platform as Jordan Brand. It's not on the same platform as Nike or even Adidas. But there's such a huge class of brands that are getting back into basketball. Puma, New Balance, Li Ning, and One. Like, they're all trying to become forces. And in that group, they're definitely a force.
Again, Ruben Palacios. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at RubenTalksKicks. Really quickly here, Ruben, because, again, if you missed the first part of the interview, Ruben covers for CBSSports.com sneakers. And the past couple of weeks, I have been on the record here on 7-9 of the Ticket as saying that I'm a hooper. And you and I used to ball back at FIU when we were coworkers, when we worked at FIU Student Media. And there's a little rivalry brewing between John Crotty, voice or analyst of the Miami Heat TV broadcast, and I. He's, of course, a former NBA player. You've seen me firsthand play ball. Throw a little respect on my name, Ruben, because I've been getting clowned by Hawk and Crowder the past couple of weeks. Do you think I could score one point on John Crotty up to 7 in a one-on-one game? 1 point.
Listen, I'm going to put some respect on your name.
No, listen.
My boy can hoop.
There we go.
He can hoop.
There it is.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to the park, you know what I mean? We're picking up. We're running fives. We got to pick up. You pick my boy up. He can hoop.
That's why he's
I've
my
heard
guy.
John Crotty is a legit hooper, bro. Well, I've heard John Crotty is a legit hooper.
Well, he was on Hawk and Crowder, I think, on Tuesday, and, you know, he was talking about guarding Allen Iverson. AI couldn't get by him. He said, John Crotty, a humble guy, by the way, too. Like, he wasn't on here waxing poetic about his skill. He was being very diplomatic, and he was saying, look, like, you know, I'm a little older, but I'll take that. I'll take that. My boy, Ruben Palacios, again, follow him on Twitter, backing me up, giving me a little respect on my hoops game. Ruben, seriously, man, you're awesome. Follow him at Ruben Talks Kicks for all things NBA sneakers. I appreciate you coming on today, man.
Thanks for having me. Pause up.
Pause up, Papa. That's Ruben Palacios again. A former classmate, a former coworker of mine. He does really good work for CBS Sports. And I got the thumbs up. I got the respect I wanted right here. I'm going to chop that up, have that ready for Hawk and Crowder. Hopefully John Crotty's listening. I think I'm getting into Crotty's head a little.
Bro, you're getting in his head.
Probably not, though. Probably not. John Crotty does not – John Crotty's sick of me already. But I hope Leroy Horde of the morning show of Tobin and Leroy was listening, because I am going to play him one-on-one. Like, that's happening. I am playing Tobin – I am playing Leroy one-on-one. We're going to put it on the 7-9 of the Ticket Twitch stream. And there you go, Ruben Palacios. Giving me the credit I think I deserve, by the way. I think I deserve.